Mr. Clerk, will you please call in the jury? Ladies and gentlemen, for the benefit of those who were not in the courtroom yesterday when this jury was selected, I want to say that I come here on assignment from Lower Michigan to sit in place of your own Judge Maitland, who is presently recovering from illness. Now, I have no desire to upset the folkways or traditions of this community during murder trials, whatever they may be. But while I am sitting here, this is my court, and I warn you, I am going to run it. I had not realized there were so many among you who were such zealous students of homicide. In any case, I must remind you that this is a court of law, and not a football game or a prize fight. Mr. Clerk, call the case. Swear the jury. Mr. Beigler, do you wish to make your statement now? Very well. Call your first witness. It may be so received and marked. On what grounds, Mr. Dancer? Mr. Beigler? The objection is overruled. Take the answer. You're a little late, Mr. Dancer. The question seems to have been answered. The motion is denied. Please proceed, Mr. Beigler. Overruled. Any redirect, Mr. Prosecutor? You may go, Doctor. That is all. They may be so received and marked. Now, Mr. Beigler, either the pictures will be offered by the people or they will not. Mr. Dancer? They will be so marked and entered. Mr. Beigler? The witness may step down. Mr. Beigler? Mr. Dancer? Mr. Beigler, the ball is back to you. The people's request is granted, and now that you gentlemen have had your setting up exercises, may we get on with this trial? Mr. Beigler? Very well, gentlemen. One good speech doesn't deserve another. Call your next witness, Mr. Prosecutor. You may sit down. Come, gentlemen, I will take the answer. Proceed, gentlemen, proceed. I suggest that both of you, gentlemen, invoke a little silence and let the witness answer. In fact, I order you to. Proceed. I think possibly the objection may be well taken, but I will let the witness answer the question. Well, you're pushing this pretty far, Mr. Beigler, but since we're into it, I'll take the answer. But I warn you, the limit is near. Mr. Beigler? I believe I must sustain the objection. If and when whatever issue you may have in mind should properly be raised here, I will allow both sides to go sled length, but not until then. That is the court's ruling. It may be so understood, and I so rule. Any redirect? Your objection is well taken, Mr. Beigler. I have been waiting for you to raise it. In any case, I will lay down a rule on that. Only one counsel on a side will be permitted to examine a given witness. And now this witness may step down. Gentlemen, normally I insist that counsel arise and remain standing when addressing the court or examining a witness. But in view of the expanding and uncertain length of this trial and its rather hectic pace, I am henceforth going to let you remain seated. Do I hear any objections? The next witness, please. The exhibit will be so marked. The exhibit will be received in evidence. Mr. Beigler, Mr. Beigler, I must warn you against another such outburst. You are an experienced lawyer and know better, much better. Henceforth, please address your comments on objections solely to the court. I cannot tolerate another such intemperate display, and I warn you I shall not. The only reason I am overlooking this one is that I realize you men are under such a strain. I'm going to take the answer. Take the answer. Gentlemen, gentlemen, there has been a question and an objection, and I must make a ruling, which I cannot do if you keep up this unholy wrangling. We are skating on thin ice, I realize, but in all conscience, I cannot rule that the question is objectionable. Counsel is not asking for the results of any polygraph test, but the opinion of the witness based upon certain knowledge possessed by him. Take the answer. The witness will please step down. Mr. Dancer, may I ask how many more witnesses you are prepared to call at this time? Since it is quite likely the testimony of each of these witnesses, along with cross-examination, will take some time, I will adjourn this trial until tomorrow morning. This court stands adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Call your first witness. Yes, the reference to the offer to help by the former husband may be stricken, and the jury is asked to disregard it. Gentlemen, gentlemen, time's a-flying. Proceed, Mr. Dancer. Sustained. The witness will be allowed to complete her answer. The witness may step down. Next witness. Gentlemen, gentlemen, this inferno backbiting has to stop. The next man who speaks out of turn will have me to deal with. Proceed, Mr. Dancer. The witness is excused. Mr. Beegler? Gentlemen? You are already sworn. One oath to a customer. Please be seated. Your witness, Mr. Beegler. I'm inclined to agree, Mr. Beegler. Suppose you ask a straight question, and then we shall see. Strictly speaking, you may have a point, Mr. Dancer, but the subject is now in the case, and this witness is on the stand. The witness may answer. Proceed. I'll reserve my ruling. I'm afraid the people's objection is overruled. Any rebuttal? Objection is overruled. Answer the question. Sustained. Mr. Beegler, that was completely uncalled for. The witness and the jury will disregard Mr. Beegler's last question, and it will be stricken from the record. And I might add, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that you will take your loss solely from me, not from the Sunday supplements, not from your favorite cops and robbers programs on television, and most emphatically, not from the attorneys in this case, but solely from me. Now, Mr. Beegler? Mr. Dancer? Any further rebuttal? Mr. Beegler? This court will now recess for 1 hour for lunch. Jury arguments will start sharply at 2 p.m. I shall directly follow jury arguments with my charge, and I hope to turn the case over to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, sometime late in the afternoon. The defendant will please rise. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your loyal and attentive service in a long and difficult case. Gentlemen, as you well know, the law now enjoins upon me under this verdict the unpleasant duty of sending this man away until he is pronounced sane. Since the two otherwise violently disagreeing psychiatrists agreed on one thing, namely that the man is now sane, and since I agree with both of them, I do not intend to send him away, because the law also wisely says that no one shall be compelled to do an idle thing. Gentlemen, I shall be glad to entertain a writ of habeas corpus for his release from custody. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you are excused. Mr. Clerk? Well, Mr. Beegler, congratulations. Happy to know you, Mr. McCarthy. Well, congratulations again to both of you on winning one of the strangest and most brilliant prosecutions I've ever witnessed. Prosecutions. I guess, Mr. Beegler, you're just an old, unreconstructed DA at heart. This is the first time in my legal career that I've ever seen a dead man successfully prosecuted for rape. Well, good day, gentlemen.